human rights. I thank you, President. Women played a key role in the process of negotiation, and now in follow-up to the peace agreement through a special gender body with representatives from the Afro-descendant, Indigenous, Victim, Campesino and LGBT community. In the special peace court, 53% of the judges are women, and the president of the court is also a woman. The missing persons unit is also led by a woman. As has been mentioned, we have set up the Office for Rural Women in the Agriculture Ministry, and we are now working to engage in participatory public policy making, working with 250 female campesina movements in various regional development policies. We're seeking to ensure that women can enjoy lives free of multiple violence. And this policy was assessed in a participatory way. The outcomes of this are serving as the basis for updated action plans. Further, in view of the recommendations from various states, measures have been established to guarantee women a life free of sexual violence, with femicide criminalised as a standalone offence. To prevent this offence, we have bolstered institutional presence in the regions. In healthcare, we have put in place a comprehensive healthcare protocol for victims of sexual violence and a psychosocial care programme for their emotional support, in response to a question from the UK. With regard to gender equality and women's empowerment, which were topics in recommendations from a number of states, with the strategy More Women, More Democracy, the percentage of women candidates rose from less than 20% in 2011 to 34% in 2018. The percentage of Congresswomen in the Republic rose from 14% in 2010 to 22% in 2018. In 2017, women occupied 43% of upper decision-making roles in the state. Today, 8.6% of our public defence forces are women, and with Argentina, we're the only Latin American country with a gender policy for this sector. Colombia is absolutely committed and will remain so to dealing with the gender gap, eliminating discrimination as well as violence affecting women. The achievements in terms of protection and guarantees of human rights, which we are now sharing with you, are the fruit of efforts undertaken by state institutions and the outcome of participatory building through social dialogue. Today, under the auspices of the President, we have in place a strengthened national system implementing the policies designed with participation of more than 9,000 organisations. This has enabled local governments to include elements of this action plan in their own development plans. More than 50% have done so with a human rights focus. These activities are in line with the recommendations from Bolivia and the Dominican Republic. We also have in place an business and human rights plan, which is implemented through 20 bodies and which is in line with the UN guiding principles. This is implemented nationally and regionally with enterprises, civil society, as well as with support from the international community. At the current time, we are working to design phase two of this plan through a participatory exercise led by a steering group with civil society representatives and other social representatives. The development of the peace agreement is something that we are working on with civil society to design a national human rights action plan with more than 60 sectors and bodies involved. The aim is to have actions and goals to further bolster current policy in line with the commitments that Colombia entered into in the Vienna conference. One aspect as part of this process is follow-up to international recommendations on human rights as a matter of prioritization of public policy, but also when it comes to defining fora for dialogue with civil society as recommended in previous UPR cycles. Colombia has strengthened its national information system for monitoring the human rights situation with the involvement of local and social stakeholders, as well as 40 observatories. This system is designed to improve state decision-making, mapping risk of potential violations as well as specific needs across territories and within the current institutional framework. There are more than 335 indicators to enable the state to better respond to the requirements of the population on a differential basis. As mentioned by the head of delegation, Colombia has set out long-term public policies with ambitious goals focused on Colombian welfare and the protection of the rights of Colombians through the sustainable development of the country. To this end, progress has been made on adopting a public policy to implement the sustainable development goals, as well as the establishment of an institutional framework to coordinate its implementation. This policy acknowledges the importance of effective participation and dialogue with all sectors of society, including local authorities, civil society, the private sector, as well as academia, the scientific community, the ethnic communities, and citizens in general. Colombia believes that the joined-up implementation of Agenda 2030 and the peace agreements is an opportunity to enable populations to improve their living conditions. As has been mentioned, 5 million Colombians have risen out of multi-factor poverty, and this is a 13.4 percentage point reduction between 2010 and 2017. At the same time, extreme poverty has been halved over 7 years. In 2017, 49% of total government expenditure was focused on key sectors to continue to cut poverty. An example is education. In 2010, it was ranked number 3 in budget outlay terms, and it rose to first place in 2015. Health is a key right and has been enshrined as so. In March 2018, 95% health coverage was achieved. We have achieved major progress, but there is a significant gap in terms of maternal mortality between rural and urban areas and affects indigenous and Afro-Colombian communities to a greater extent. We have been working hard to cut avoidable maternal deaths. Lastly, in housing terms, 1.5 million homes have been built, half of those on a free of charge or subsidised basis. Recognising the importance to the state of protecting environmental rights, I would like to give the floor to the delegate from the Ministry of the Environment and Sustainable Development.